It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by Carbless Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Carbless, less is more. Find Carbless at your local grocer today.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the News to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the News, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
First and foremost, Jeff Levering, how much sleep did you catch last night, sir?
The bus rolled in last night after the game at about 12:30. So, I don't know, I probably fell asleep about 1:15, 1:30, and it's 6. So, I don't know, four hours-ish.
It's not great, pal.
Give or take a couple minutes.
If you've got an Aura Ring good. Or an Apple Watch, it's going to be chirping at you later today.
I told Joshy to text you. I was fully not expecting a response from you, Jeff. I was fully expecting you to be, you know, sleeping.
You know, he texted me about an hour ago, but I was already, alarm was set, ready to go. It's all good. It's all good. You know, you just got to rise and shine and get the grind going.
All right, so what's the best way to describe that game last night? 15-14, Brewers win in extras, the ball leaping off the bat over and over again.
I would say last night's game was drunk. That's the best way to describe it. It was insane. I was in the minor leagues for 8 years, and there were some spots in the California League that I was in that we would have games like that every single night. Lancaster and High Desert in the Cal League, and the dirt was firm. It was like concrete and then just a little dust in front of home plate, and we saw ground balls like we saw last night. So I felt like I was back in the California League last night. The ball was jumping. Yes, these guys were swinging the bats great. Home runs were flying. Would those balls have gone 483 feet at sea level? Probably not. But also the Jonah Heim ball in the ninth inning also was caught by the second baseman 20 feet into right field.
Was the heat a factor last night, Jeff, at all?
It was warm for sure, but the wind was blowing out. I mean, it was howling. It wasn't quite Tumbleweed Tuesdays like we had in Lancaster, where it was 10 cents for every mile an hour per wind. But it was certainly a gusty night. There's no doubt.
How concerned do we need to be, Jeff, about the Brewers surviving this from a pitching perspective? Because not only did Kyle Harrison just show, oh, wow, I didn't realize my question was that bad. Just got the hook.
Got him down.
But, I mean, so Kyle Harrison only goes 2 1/3, but then on top of it, the game goes 12 innings. Is this just kind of a survive and get to the off day on Thursday, look around, see where you're at type situation with the pitching staff?
I mean, considering how well everybody pitched in Denver, that's the thing that you worried about going into this road trip. It was, okay, how do you survive Colorado? And then you go to Vegas and see what that's going to look like. The Brewers survived Colorado, and they came out of that with flying colors. I mean, Abner Uribe didn't even pitch in that series. He goes an inning and a third yesterday. Didn't have to use Trevor McGill yesterday. You do have options at the back end of your bullpen, which is good. But you've got two more games, and as crazy as last night's game was, tonight could be crazy, and Wednesday night could be crazy too.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yingling Hotline here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He mentioned Kyle Harrison, and I know that it's a tough spot to be in for these pitchers, but you imagine he will bounce back from something like this because he's been so good at limiting runs, limiting hits this season. How does a guy kind of respond to a game like last night, which is sort of fluky?
Yeah, I think that he bounces back just fine. His next appearance is more than likely going to be in the Phillies series, I would think, probably Sunday. But I think that he's going to be just fine. He's pitched in this environment before. He had two minor league starts in Las Vegas before. It was just one of those things. I mean, the first pitch of the game that he throws gets hit out of the ballpark, and it wasn't even a strike. It was probably two inches above the strike zone, and Langeliers hits at 483. So it's just kind of a harbinger of things to come. It's just a tough day for Kyle Harrison. I think he's going to be fine bouncing back in his next appearance. He was, sadly to say, kind of due for one. Everybody is at this point, and he had gone 2.5 months without giving up more than two runs in a start. So I think he's going to be just fine moving forward.
Jeff, has Chad Patrick been relegated to the bullpen?
He's the Swiss Army knife at this point. I mean, he's doing everything that Pat Murphy and the pitching staff asked him to do. If he's going to go four innings out of the bullpen, he made a spot start in the last homestand, remember? So, I mean, he's gonna go out there. He's going to get outs. And now he's sitting there with three saves. He has the third most saves on that roster right now. And he came in a pinch, and he was unbelievable in last night's game.
Is there going to be a better still image? I don't know if you've seen it on social media, but people have taken like the screenshot of William on his backside, Yelly with his hand in the air because he knows that ball is gone as it's flying out of the ballpark in the 10th. Is there going to be a better image that we get from the Brewers this year?
That was an amazing one. There's also a couple of other ones from that game that I think are really telling. I went back and watched the Jonah Heim home run. And as the ball's off the bat, William Contreras is like, all right, here we go, game over, and he's clapping. And Aaron Ashby's head is down like, okay, let's go shake hands because this ball game's over. That's one. We showed a clip from before the game started. There was a smoke machine right in front of the Brewers dugout yesterday, and we showed a clip on our TV broadcast because all of the Brewers were getting smoked out on the third base side. Like it was terrible. And we showed a clip of Sal acting like he was getting gassed, and he's on his face and on the railing. It was really good. Those were pretty good ones. But the jubilation of William out on a knee after hitting that home run, and then when the last out was made and him looking up at the sky saying, oh my gosh, we survived game one. Those two are definitely going to be, they're going to be memes, they're going to be reels, and ones that we'll watch for a long time.
I know they've got this series and the next out there, but after, I mean, you mentioned the 316 feet being a home run. StatCast saying that ball that Heim hit would have only been 316, which is why everybody thought that's going to be a routine fly ball and that's the end of the game. They've got this series and the next. Yeah. They can't come back here next year, right? They can't go back to Vegas until the actual stadium's done.
No, and they won't, Schedule-wise, the A's would come to Milwaukee next year anyway, so there won't be another trip out to Las Vegas until that dome is finished up in 2028. You know, I'm still, sadly, selfishly, I'm the only person that's probably upset that we're not playing in West Sacramento right now because that's my hometown. I was excited to go see Sacramento, and you know, I'd never called a game in that ballpark before, so I'm a little bummed that we're not in Sacramento at the moment, but you know, here we are. I can open up these curtains. You guys can see Las Vegas if you want to see Las Vegas. We're here for another 2 days and then head back home. We got the Phillies waiting for us on Friday.
I'm good. You can keep the curtains closed.
Okay.
Appreciate the offer, though. Jeff, let me ask you this. What's the situation with Sal Frelick? I remember us talking in April and people were saying, don't panic. It's going to all come together for the guy. He's a gamer. It hasn't come together yet. What's your concern level for Sal?
His numbers in June have been better. He had a good series in Colorado. And I feel like Chewy asks me this question every week, too. What's up with Sal? I think he's going to be okay.
Chewy asks
I really
either
do.
That or when Brandon Woodruff is going to be back.
Well, that's next. Pump the brakes. Okay.
So while you're answering this question, keep that one in the back of your mind.
You got it. Okay, good. Perfect. It's all formulated. Can we get into labor negotiations after that? That'd be awesome.
How about this, Jeff?
Sal's going to be fine. Let me just answer the question. Sal's going to be okay. He does need to figure it out because it's at this point, you got to play great defense, yes, but you also have to be productive.
Well, you're around him. You're around him with the team. How is he handling it? Have you noticed the difference in the way? Go ahead.
You can't tell whether he's got a bad day or a good day going, whether he's playing well or if he's not playing well. He's got the same demeanor, which is a good thing. And the fact that he's not walking around and being, you know, poopy pants is a good thing. If he was doing that, then you would have problems. He's doing fine. He's still a very, very good leader in that clubhouse, and people have confidence in him, and he has confidence in himself.
All right, Jeff, Woody. No, I won't go there. The Detroit Free Press said this week or printed this week that Skubal is off the market. Do you believe that, or are they just game playing?
I don't know. I mean, I think there are people that are untouchable, and then you get an offer that you can't refuse. So there's a team that goes out there and blows your doors off with some offer that's going to make your team really good, and yes, it's going to hurt because Scooble's one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball right now. They're going to listen. I know they're going to listen because that's a big, big price check that they're going to have to pay over the rest of the season. He's making $32 million this year. And since he's already missed a month, which is insane that he's coming back so quickly from that surgery. We'll see. We'll see. I think that they would be silly if they didn't listen to at least offers.
Jeff, speaking of Sal, so there was a picture yesterday of Sal sitting at the table at the Aria. He was playing three-card poker, kind of, you know, trying to just, you know, waste some time till they had to go to the ballpark. So my question for you is, if you were to wander downstairs, find your way into this casino there in Vegas, what's Jeff Levering's game of choice?
Blackjack. I'd be playing blackjack, and I did that the night we got in. I did that. I sat down at a table with four of my other coworkers, and we sat there, and I played in for a while. I played for a long while, and I did not, I was up, and then I was down. I rode the roller coaster of gambling. I sat in the same seat for a while in the third base, and I had a nice time playing blackjack.
It's a big responsibility at third base.
Yeah, I take that responsibility. It's a badge of honor for me. I'm a conservative blackjack player, but I'll play the game the right way, and I'll help people along the table as we go. That's my
wait,
shield.
Wait, this is new information for me. The seats at a blackjack table are named after bases?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First base,
second base. Yeah, first base is the first player to the first player that cards are dealt to, and then it goes around the table. Third base is the last player. You want somebody who's playing
knows
in
what
that
they're doing.
Seat. Yes,
they take
not
a face
on
card.
16 with a five shoe. Mm-hmm. You're not hitting with 16 with a five showing, man. That upsets the table.
It's amazing to me how much they trust baseball players. Holmgren would have a sting in Fresno. And bussing in for the game. We could never go into a casino.
One day. Yeah, football schedule's one day, though, you know? You get there maybe the night before, 2 nights before, you have one day in the city, then you go play and you're out. I mean, I am curious how it's going to go when there's a major league team here for a four-game series or for a three-game series. There are some conversations when teams go down to Miami and play against Miami where it's the... So, you who knows what's going to happen when Vegas becomes a thing again?
Don't we all think that was more of a referendum on Chewy and his pals than Holmgren?
No, yeah,
totally,
yeah, 100%. They got in enough trouble in Green Bay,
right?
All right,
they got enough trouble in Milwaukee. Yeah, right. We know stories.
We were fun.
Well, nobody's saying you weren't fun, Chewy. Your head coach just didn't want you to be that fun when you were on the road.
And just think, this was before cell phones, man. So y'all were just out there running wild and no accountability or videos or anything.
And you've told the story.
Can we change the conversation, please? This is getting a little uncomfortable.
You told the story about how Jim Kelly dared Brett to go
enough
out
of the stories, Gabe.
You started it.
I
you
love
said,
it.
I can't believe players are allowed to go out in Vegas. We would have been in Fresno.
Hey, if I wanted to continue catching balls, I did whatever the number four told me to do. And if it meant going out, then I go out.
Right. That's not a bad thing. It's all about team bonding, right?
Strategic is
exactly.
What it was.
It's about trust. I'm building trust inside the walls and outside the walls.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, we cannot thank you enough for hanging out with us this morning. We know it was a long night at the ballpark. Get some sleep today, and we will look forward to your call again tonight.
Best of luck to whatever happens tonight, man.
Yeah. Hey, should I take the over?
Good Lord.
Should I take the over?
Definitely take the over. Definitely take the over. I can put that bet down for you if you want. Here we go.
Walk downstairs to the sports book. I love it. All right, he's
We're
Jeff
in.
Levering.
We're in.
Great to have him on the show. He's coming to us live from Vegas. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.